welcome to edition 370 of the Monocle Weekly on Monocle 24 with me, Robert Bound, and Tom Edwards.
On the show today, we'll be turning an eye to Van Gogh's ear and sounding out the author of a new book looking to cast the painter in a fresh light. Writer Bernadette Murphy will be here in the studio.
And we'll be speaking to Neil Hannon, the songwriter who's been powering playful pop types to divine comedy for over 20 years. He'll be discussing his new album, Foreverland, on the show later.
And we'll be celebrating Rio and the cultural highlights of the nation hosting this year's Olympic Games with Alicia Bastos, founder of Brasiliarte, a platform for Brazilian arts and culture abroad. This weekend, all eyes are on Rio as the city kicks off the Olympic Games. So we thought we'd end the show today by celebrating Brazilian culture, both as a worldwide soft power asset and also by highlighting some of the more hidden cultural gems of Rio itself.
Joining us to tell us what we should be looking out for over the coming fortnight is Alicia Bastos, who runs Brasiliarte here in London, a platform for the promotion of Brazilian arts and culture abroad. Alicia, welcome to the programme.
Thank you. Hello, everyone.
This is a good one. How do you get a job like this? It seems like the easiest sell. People have a lot of goodwill towards Brazil, right?
It has been like this for a few years now.
Should we swap? Do you want us to job swap? We won't discuss salaries and stuff on air, obviously, because that would be unprofessional. But this is a good position to be in, shouldn't
it? Yeah, this is a peak.
It is a peak.
It's amazing to have positive attention to Brazil.
Yeah.
And it's great to feel that the whole world is actually making an effort to be positive. The advertisements about the Olympics are great. People are excited. There are so many movements in Brazil that it's so rich, it's so diverse, and exactly people who go to Brazil are able to experience deepest. But here it's different because then you speak in international language to try and bring your culture over. But people are really open, and it's a very friendly culture. It's very welcoming, diverse. So it's popular. It's always been popular, and it tickles that like as a fantasy about tropical and you know people interacting on the streets. And it is true that this is the pure reality of Brazil. But there are highs and lows, as we all know, and people are realistic about it. But what that creates within arts and cultural production is very, very beautiful.
Yeah, because beauty is a funny thing. We think of beauty, we think of tropicality. And I know that also Brazil, as we said, it's an easy sell and it's light. It's light and nice. But also art is not necessarily that. I like beautiful art, but there is a lot of Sturm und Drang. There's a lot of angst in a lot of art, which maybe doesn't come through in Brazil's or people's misconception of Brazil, I suppose.
Yes.
So you've got a little bit. You've got a little. There is a tension, presumably there, isn't there, in that wire that separates the angst of the artist and the sort of celebratory nature of something like the Olympics, for example, while we're talking about Brazil today.
But it also creates an opportunity for incredible projects that I'd love to mention, because people who have been doing work within Brazil, for example, Paul Heritage from People's Palace Projects is an incredible inspirational figure. He lives in Brazil and he works with exchanges, culture exchanges and areas, not privileged and slums. And
who's my drama teacher?
Oh, right, yeah. Right. Yeah. So you know exactly.
It's not such a ham.
He's a fantastic, inspirational one. Yeah. And there's this project called With One Voice, Uma Só Voz, and 3 years of exchange from people from slums here and there and performances, public events. And this is all in Rio. And it's part of the cultural, like the program for the Olympics, the cultural program. So it has also that open mind to, pay attention to these smaller things. And that has the support of the government, the Arts Council.
And you mentioned Paul Heritage's work. And also there seems to be it seems to be about pulling people up by their bootstraps. There's a lot of social engagement.
Absolutely.
Which, people know, in Brazilian society, a layer cake of class and things as well. Mm-hmm. There is quite a lot of that that needs to be done.
Absolutely.
We're not necessarily talking about people doing paintings and selling them. There is a lot of, this is very much about engagement, about performance. performance. There's lots of different stuff. A lot of it you can't sell either, which sort of is an encouraging thing, actually. This is about art that makes a difference.
Exactly.
So how, and in terms of your involvement in this, I mean, this is a nice thing. This keeps you busy. This keeps your phone ringing. Because there is so much engagement. Yes. How did you, maybe you can tell us a bit about your story, how you got involved in this.
I did an arts manager. I have a background in fashion, but I did an arts management master's.
Nice shoes. We said that before we switched on the microphone.
That's true. Yeah.
Thanks. And basically, I got offered a space in Soho to create a little project, and that became Brasiliarte, which is a platform to show Brazilian art here. And it started as just like a monthly exhibition, but it took over. We managed to work with great organizations like the V&A, the Science Museum. Throughout the years, we've done loads of over 50 events. And this summer has been fantastic. We had the chance to bring loads of street arts on the street. Brasiliarte has a street culture vibe.
Yeah.
But we travels within different realms of the, you know, of the artistic scene as well. So we brought amazing people such as SHN. They're doing incredible sort of stickers work, and they've just been at WOMAD Festival. So we brought Binho, who was one of the, and Tinho, both pioneers of street art in Brazil, and they all traveled around and did a lot of projects. We work with the Hornima Museum, which is an amazing Brazilian season going on until September.
That also one of London's kind of sort of hidden gems. Like, it's a great place down in Lewisham, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
Wildlife photography exhibition with National Geographic icon João Marcos Rosa. So there is a lot to see here in London, but also what's going on in Brazil. Another project that I can mention is called Eyes of the Street. Brazilian girl that lives here, Gisele Barbosa, and she partnered with in Recife, which is a very, you know, it's an area that has a lot of contrast with poverty. And very beautiful, but it has a lot of poverty and a lot of issues because of that. And it's a photographic project, and they work with images, so they go and do workshops with the kids and the parades on the streets. So it's a project that just started, but you see the potential of these things happen not only there in Brazil, but with the connection with abroad as well. We see a great force in that for the country to be able to express itself fully.
Alicia, on that point you mentioned about poverty, and it's been hard to deny in the build-up to the Games, we've seen a lot of tensions. We mentioned tensions within art and culture, but tensions politically, socially in Brazil, so many divisions, some really very pronounced challenges.
Yes.
Does that mean, I don't know, does it make your work more important? Does it make it more difficult? And does culture and the arts, does that sometimes lose its importance? Do people say, well, actually, yeah, we're worried about that, but there's more important things. There's social injustice, there's political, you know, there's corruption. Does it threaten the status of culture in the country?
There is, I think with everything that's been going on, the Ministry of Culture to be merged with tourism and suddenly all the artistic, you know, the cultural fundings and projects not approved, it just became a huge mess. So there is maybe a focus into something that people really feel that they need to express. And that's taking collaborations, independent arts to do projection, political projections on the streets, like Vijay Suave, for example, in São Paulo. And so I don't necessarily think that this makes it difficult. Well, the opposite. It just creates more diversity for us to be able to understand the situation, not through the media, but through the arts and culture, how people feel about it. So it makes it more interesting. Also because I do have the interest to get my work a little bit more focused on social transformative as well. At the moment, I'm planning to start taking people to Brazil, like curators, heads of arts organizations, because not only this exchange can be great, but it can get the opportunity to bring more projects over. And also, who wouldn't like to come to Brazil to visit some great studios?
I'm sure Monocle's culture editor.
I just literally not metaphorically slipped my business card across the table there. In terms of the Brazilian art scene, is this more like an American system? Like there is a lot of philanthropy involved in it, a lot of private money. I mean, wonderful places like Inhochim, amazing art collection, private collector, you know, all that space, all that fantastic art. Or is it, I mean, the British model kind of started with museums like the Tate, which were private and now are public. But there's public money, there's a lot of private sponsorship as well.
Yes.
What's the sort of balance in Brazilian thing? Is it easy, you know, the success of a museum is not exclusively judged on how many people come through, but it's sort of, it's about engagement of all stratas, I suppose, of society. What's the balance in Brazil, do you think?
In Brazil, we had for a long time a law that allowed people projects to be approved in this law and then go for private sponsorship, corporate sponsorship. But as any country that has a lot of money involved in culture, it has a very serious corruption, you know, issue that has also been investigated. But it's hard to make art in Brazil, to be an artist. But there are a lot of people doing it. There are a lot of people making it happen. And philanthropy in Brazil, it's interesting because more and more the art scene is being valued. You know, in the past, like in 25, 30 years ago, it was not as valued as it is now. Now it's a profession, an artist, and people do respect that and value. And also that connection with media. For example, the SHN guys, you know, they do things for larger brands as they do their own projects, which is like ideas and tours and festivals. And so there is this diversity of being able to sustain your work. But it's hard. For museums, a lot of funding's gone. Like theatres have been closed last year, unless it's last 2 or 3 years ago in Rio, in São Paulo.
Yeah.
You know, because of a fire that happened. So fire health and safety regulations. I think Brazil's is working, you know, but it's a lot to be sorted.
And it's tough. One thing I know from, you know, from the art fair circuit, actually, is that a lot of Brazilian galleries find it tough because there's a big tax, right? It's a huge...
Yes.
It's very difficult to be in a Rio gallery, for example.
Yes.
A Gente Carioca, a lovely gallery like Fantastic. That, for example. It's tough to sell your stuff because there's such a huge tax on it, right?
There was, which is, again, we're working on it. It's a step forward and three backward.
Melissa, maybe just finally, where's Brazil going to be in a few weeks? Obviously, there's the Olympic kind of fortnight, which continues to unfold. And there's a real sense, talking to some Brazilian colleagues here at Monaco, about this is an opportunity for, you know, to look at the country afresh with a very positive view, both from without and actually from within as well. Does Brazil have the momentum to continue a culturally optimistic message, or do you think the challenges are so grave and the divisions, the political upheaval, uncertainty, is there so much pressure from that it will be very difficult to maintain this sunny outward disposition that we've been talking about?
I would like Brazil maybe to look inwards a little bit more and try to work out before just being partying and playing and having pizza or whatever. But, you know, there's something about maturing a country that it's only going through these periods that, you know, you can evolve with loads of social opportunities and growing up, but and political particularly. But I think, of course, funding and the attention, the consumers of Brazil, like the interests of Brazil, you know, I think it will slow down a bit. But I think it's always going to be a destination of dreams and fun. And it has it all. You know, but truly Brazilians and Brazil hopefully will go through this learning something. There's a lot to be done, for sure. But also there's a lot to be celebrated. And let's hope that that the people of Brazil and us who are, you know, ambassadors of the culture abroad can really help to keep going.
Well said. And we should say that Alicia name-checked all those artists, all those institutions, everything without a single note. Right,
no, like that's just coming in. That's impressive.
That's pretty good stuff. Alicia Bastos, from Brasiliarte. Thank you very much indeed.
Such a pleasure to be here. Thank you, guys.